Good morning. The latest in a series of disturbances is passing off to our south with a round of light snow, primarily in southernmost New York and New England, but a few scattered snow showers have reached as far north as the I-90 corridor in interior New York and New England, and there could be a little light dust of snow on the ground in a few spots this morning. Otherwise, skies are mostly cloudy and temperatures are mainly in the teens. We'll see a return to sunshine as that storm departs off the East Coast and high pressure builds in. Temperatures will respond by reaching back into the mid-20s on average for daytime highs. Another dry and cold night tonight with partly cloudy skies, lows ranging from 0 to 10 below in northern New York and New England to 0 to 10 above in the southern half of the region. And after a cold start on Friday, skies will be mostly cloudy with high temperatures only near 20. On Saturday, we'll continue with mostly cloudy skies as some high to mid-level clouds stream in from the south over the top of that Arctic air mass. High temperatures to start the weekend again only near the 20-degree mark. That big dome of Arctic air will continue to press down from Canada across the central and eastern part of the country. On Sunday, a wave of low pressure will emerge out of the Gulf of Mexico and head toward the mid-Atlantic coast. Right now, it looks like this system will be too far to our south and east to bring a significant snowstorm to the region. However, another round of light snow is likely on Valentine's Day, and there could be some minor accumulations. Highs will be in the mid-20s. We'll dry it out with increasing sunshine on Monday, staying in the lower 20s for highs before another wave of low pressure emerges out of the Gulf and makes a closer approach on Tuesday with a more significant precipitation event possible with more snow and or mixed precipitation. Highs will be in the mid-20s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a very cold and active weather pattern is set to continue across the country to end the first full week of February with a plethora of winter weather hazards. First, the combination of a stationary front stretching from the southern plains into the Tennessee Valley and a strong Arctic high pressure system to the north will lead to a threat of significant freezing rain. Across portions of Arkansas, east into Tennessee and Kentucky, total ice accretion is likely to exceed a quarter inch, while amounts in excess of a half inch are possible in some locations. This amount of ice will likely lead to hazardous travel, power outages, and scattered tree damage, and ice storm warnings are in effect for these areas. Meanwhile, a low-pressure system is entering southern Oregon while interacting with very cold air draining into the region. This combination may lead to not only heavy snow across the typical mountainous locations, but in the lowlands as well. Significant accumulation will be possible in both Portland and Seattle. Freezing rain could be a threat in the lower elevations of northwestern Oregon in particular, and winter storm watches and warnings have been posted. And the Arctic air over the central U.S. is not leaving anytime soon, as it is actually forecast to slowly expand over the next few days. High temperatures 20 to 40 degrees below average will cover a widespread area from nearly the entire Great Plains to the Great Lakes again today. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with blowing snow and freezing fog, 9 below zero with a northwest wind at 41 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals in 21 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies in 18 degrees, the dew point 8, 65% relative humidity, a west wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.26 inches and steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with light snow in the mid-30s, Boston increasing sunshine near 30, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers and highs in the mid-20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 25 degrees, the low 12, the average temperature 19, that's 6 degrees below normal. Just a trace of snow yesterday, 9.8 inches for the month, which is 5.1 inches above normal, and 49.3 inches for the season, which is 9.9 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 34 degrees, the average low 17. The record high 59 set in 1981 and the record low 18 below zero in 1962. Sunrise this morning, 6:57 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:22 p.m. 10 hours and 25 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny today with highs in the lower to mid-20s. Partly cloudy tonight, 0 to 10 below. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, clouds and snow showers early, then increasing sunshine later today with highs around 30. Partly cloudy, 5 to 10 above tonight. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy today with highs in the lower to mid-20s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows between 5 above and 5 below. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, clouds and snow showers early today, then increasing sunshine with highs in the upper 20s. Partly cloudy tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A passing snow shower early, then increasing sunshine today with highs in the mid-20s. Partly cloudy tonight, 0 to 5 above. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, near 20. Mostly cloudy, around 20 on Saturday. A chance of snow showers on Sunday morning, then some sunshine in the mid-20s. Morning clouds, then increasing sun on Monday in the lower 20s. A good chance of snow and or mixed precipitation in the mid-20s on Tuesday, and a mix of sun and clouds near 30 on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.